This week's newsletter summarize is ideas to make BOP320 for transport encryption quantum secure and describes a proposal to standardize QR-based signing payloads for Miniscript wallets. Also included are our regular sections summarizing proposals and discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news. A post-quantum path for BOP324. Oluluwa Osuntokun posted to the Bitcoin dev mailing list his thoughts on possible upgrades needed to make BOP324 quantum secure. BOP324 introduced transport encryption for the P2P protocol, enabling peers to exchange messages on the network with improved privacy and security, and it is designed in such a way that the initial handshake and the whole traffic look completely random for an external viewer. According to Osuntokun, modifying the P2P protocol does not require widespread agreement, as a consensus change does, and could be an easier first step to make Bitcoin quantum secure. Before proposing a formal BIP, Osuntokun invited discussion on two main design points. The first one covers which key encapsulation mechanism KEM should be used, either a hybrid approach or a pure post-quantum one, both leveraging a new primitive called module, lattice-based KEM. MLKEM, the second design point, addresses the question of whether the initial handshake should still be indistinguishable from a random byte string or not. On the first point, the author specified that a hybrid approach, combining the current ECT algorithm and MLKEM, could provide better guarantees, since it would provide protection in case either of the two algorithms is broken. In fact, while ECT could be broken by a future, cryptographically relevant, quantum computer CRQC, quantum, safe algorithms have not been battle-tested yet, and could still fail due to mathematical flaws. On the second point, Osuntokun provided possible alternatives, in case the requirement for a handshake to be indistinguishable from a random byte string needs to be maintained. The first approach would use the current BOP324 handshake first to open a classical channel to be used to negotiate the post-quantum one. Another approach, based on Outer Encrypt's inner nested combiner OINC, would use an outer KEM to encrypt another inner KEM, achieving a post-quantum channel in a single step. Discussion of QR signing payloads for Miniscript wallets. Pyth posted to Delving Bitcoin a proposal to standardize the data payloads exchanged between wallet coordinators and air-gapped signing devices over QR codes when using Miniscript-based spending policies. While existing QR-based protocols handle standard M of N multisig, Miniscript's variable police is require additional capabilities that current schemes do not cover. His proposal defines payload types for retrieving XPubs, registering a descriptor, verifying addresses, and signing. Pyth is seeking feedback from signing device and wallet developers on the proposed payloads, changing consensus. A monthly section summarizing proposals and discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules. Sitivonli Vault proof of concept, a demon announced on Delving Bitcoin the 0.1.0 release of his CTV BIP 119 Vault project called MCCV More Complicated CTV Vault. MCCV implements several ideas about how full-featured vaults less simple than James O'Byrne's simple CTV Vault, see newsletter 1.190.1, can be built without more complex opcodes such as OP Vault. BIP 340.5 or Object Contract Verify BIP 4.143. Specifically, MCCV uses a directed acyclic graph DAG of CTV transactions to implement a single UXO vault, which can exist for many interactions before eventually becoming spendable by the vaults. Recovery keys, using a taproot script tree of possible withdrawal scripts, each with different amounts and time locks, MCCV implements rate limiting. Also in the script tree are deposit CTV hashes, which allow additional funds of various amounts to be added to the vault. MCCV avoids one of the fundamental problems solved by BOP 340.5 and 440.3 of combining vaulted inputs by using a single vault UXO, which is expanded and contracted, rather than a collection of vault. UXOs, like all CTV-based vault designs, the amounts which can be deposited or withdrawn must be precise and enumerated at creation, which BOP 340.5 and 440.3 3 do not require. However, MCCV's rate limiting is not fully possible in multi-AXO vaults. MCCV can also be implemented with OP template, hash BIP 440.6. Post-quantum lightning discussion, Oluluwa Osuntoke and Rosebeef posted to Delving Bitcoin a breakdown of how a post-quantum lightning network might look, layer by layer. Osuntoke outlined the landscape of available post-quantum cryptosystems and the layers of the lightning network to match cryptosystems to each required cryptographic primitive. Post-quantum lightning can retain its overall structure, but will likely have to give up the single node key that it currently relies on. No single post-quantum cryptosystem or key can provide all of the primitives required. Osuntoke found that lattice-based cryptography is best suited for certain lightning network functions, including key exchange. He also notes that due to the large size of post-quantum cryptographic elements, it would likely make sense to continue using elliptic curve cryptography in parallel to provide security in case of a weakness in the several post-quantum schemes, quantum attack game theory. Jameson Lopp posted to Delving Bitcoin his blog post about the game theory of a quantum attack. Lopp describes the potential incentives and actions of various market participants. If a quantum computer is built, which can reveal Bitcoin secret keys from public keys, the potential scenarios he describes are unpredictable, as quantum attackers might rapidly gain access to large amounts of Bitcoin without the proof of work and capital investment associated with other large holders. BIP 50460, 4-byte transactions and potential legitimate uses. Jeremy Rubin wrote to the Bitcoin dev mailing list about potential legitimate uses for 64-byte witness stripped transactions. The consensus cleanup BIP 50.4 proposal includes a change to make 64-byte witness stripped transactions consensus invalid. This change is intended to make a class of Merkle tree vulnerabilities impossible, and therefore make implementing simplified payment verification wallets and similar header-based payment verification scheme safer, because a 64-byte transaction can have at most one input and one anyone can spend output. The authors of BIP 50.4 had considered them not worth protecting. Rubin proposes several potential scenarios where present or future protocols might make use of such transactions. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Core Lightning 26.06 is a major release of this popular LN node implementation. It adds new Graceful, SendAmount, and XKeySend RPC, begins the pay deprecation cycle in favor of XPay, and adds experimental Bolt 12 payment proof support. See the changelog for additional details, notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30, 5002, 160, 9 fixes Musig 2 PSBT signing by including each participant's public non-C in Bitcoin Core's internal Musig 2 signing session identifier. Previously, calling wallet processes more than once on the same non-seller's PSBT could generate a new public non-C, but the same internal session ID, triggering an assertion meant to prevent non-C. Reuse, the new session identifier distinguishes signing sessions with different public non-Cs, but still crashes if the same non-C appears to be reused to prevent a private key leak. Bitcoin Core 30, 4,640.4 adds a submit block method to the mining IPC interface C newsletters 3.110 and 3.20.3, allowing Stratum V2 clients to submit a fully assembled block for validation and processing. This is useful when a Stratum V2 job declarator receives a solved block for which Bitcoin Core lacks a corresponding block template object, making the existing submit solution method insufficient. See newsletter 3.125. The new method is similar to the submit block RPC, but it returns a Boolean result and rejection details for duplicate, inconclusive, or invalid blocks. Unlike the RPC, IPC callers must submit a complete block, including the Coinbase witness, when a witness commitment is present. Bitcoin Core 30, 4190. 8 fixes a migration failure affecting very old legacy wallets created before wallet best block records were added in 2011. It is now possible to migrate a wallet with an empty best block locator to a descriptor wallet, but a full chain re-scan is required before the migration is complete. LND 10,813 removes support for producing Tor V2 onion services, which were deprecated in LND 0.20c newsletter. 375, the deprecated Tor V2 option is removed, however V2 addresses are still preserved in peer announcements, so existing gossip messages can still be verified and rebroadcast. Tor V2 onion services have been obsolete since October 2020. 1. Users should use Tor V3 instead. Rust Bitcoin 6,250 starts validating that the Coinbase input contains a 32-byte witness reserved value whenever the Coinbase transaction includes a witness commitment, aligning Rust Bitcoin's block validation with BIP 1.140.1. Previously, Rust Bitcoin only performed this check when the block contained other SegWit transactions, so it could accept a block with a Coinbase witness commitment, but no Coinbase witness reserved. Value. Bolts 1,330. 8 updates Bolt 2 to require nodes to wait at least 100 blocks before sending channel ready if the channel funding transaction is a Coinbase transaction, preventing a miner from immediately using an immature Coinbase output to open a channel. Bolts 1,320. 6 updates Bolt 4 to allow final nodes, not just forwarding nodes, to return invalid onion version, invalid onion H, MAC, or invalid onion key errors. Previously, these errors were incorrectly placed under a rule that final nodes must not use. The PR also clarifies that forwarding nodes must not handle already paid payment hashes, as final recipients do. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on Riverside FM at 16:30 UTC on June 9. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.